This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. My name is Joey Kinney. Welcome back to the Happy Times podcast. And here are 10 reasons to stay alive.
Welcome to the Happy Times podcast.
I never really know how to start these things off. So just welcome back, guys. I hope you had a wonderful New Year's Eve New Year. It's been a little bit. It's the fourth right now. So it's been a little bit. So I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a happy freaking New Year. And to all the people doing New Year, New Me, you know what? Screw it. I was going to swear, but screw it. Go for it. If that's what you need for yourself to move on and become a better version of yourself, and that's the strength that you need, then do it. I don't care if people are like, okay, we're getting very opinionated so quick, and I apologize. But truly, to the people who hate on like New Year's resolutions, stop. Like, if that's something that is truly going to stick with someone, let them do it. And if it doesn't, well, that sucks. But you know, you can't control somebody's life, and you can't say New Year, New Me is stupid. Obviously, I personally believe that you can do a New Year, New You whenever you want. But if you need January 1st to be that push for you to do that for yourself and become this new you, and that's just better quality version of yourself, well, then go for it. And I hope you stick to your New Year's resolutions and everything like that. Now, I want to be very clear on this. On this next topic, that is today's podcast, these are 10 reasons to stay alive for myself. Now, a lot of this stuff you're probably going to hear and be like, oh, well, that doesn't happen for me. And you're just going to be a negative Nelly, and all you're going to do is say no, 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 no. I genuinely want you to sit there, and I want you to realize, and I want you to think, and I want you to try to remember if any of these things have ever made you so beyond happy that you can't help but smile, or your eyes shine, like not all of us smile or laugh or get so happy that we just want to jump up and down. Sometimes we just literally smile with our eyes, or our ears get raised, or it's just simple stuff like that. Not everyone jumps out of their seat and is so overly excited. I'm somebody who doesn't get very excited very easily. Like, I literally do not show excitement, only for certain things. Like, when my friends surprise me, I don't get up and I don't show excitement. I'm not surprised. I don't like that. That's just how I am. People, I don't react to videos because I literally have no reaction half the time. I'm not a jaw-dropping person, stuff like that. But these little things, these next 10 things really, really touch my heart and make me really happy. And hopefully that some of these things on this list, they make you really happy as well. Or they make you realize that they do make you happy. But firstly, speaking about happiness, the happy hoodie And Happy Collection Season 2 has just launched on my merch store, stayu.ca. So if you go to stayu.ca, there's a whole bunch of stuff. There's a Stay You Happy mug. There's a Happy pin, which just got released. We finally have them. There's Happy hoodies, finally back. There's Happy shirts. There's so much new stuff. And if you go on there, there's a bunch of discounts that you can use and everything like that. So please head over to stayu.ca. And I'm sorry that the Happy hoodies took so long to come back. But they're finally back. They're embroidered. They're very, very nice. We have the tattoos on the sleeve and everything like that. They're super nice stuff. And I would really, really appreciate it if you guys could go over there and maybe purchase something. And then happiness will be on its way in about 2 weeks or so. Or it doesn't take too long. Sometimes it's even the same week we ship it out. But I want you to know that every piece of merch, every pin, everything that's ever made touches our hands. Between myself, my manager, and my manager's mom, we like to keep everything at home, and my brother helps me design the merch. Everything is at home, and I want you to know that everything that we touch, everything that we make is truly from myself and from my heart and from my happiness, and I want to give it to you guys and everything like that. Now, I'm not trying to pressure you into go buy something. If you don't like it, don't buy it. That's how we work here. I don't care about your money. It's literally just a very supportive thing. This podcast doesn't make any money. I hope you guys know that. There's nothing to this podcast. There's no money. There's nothing. There's no AdSense, nothing like that to this podcast. This podcast is 100% out of my pocket and free for you guys. I want you to know that. Now, also, a lot of people don't know that on my YouTube channel, I make a lot of videos that are very close to home, and I make them to try and help you. I talk about mental health issues a lot on YouTube and just issues that everyone deals with every single day, and I don't think enough people talk about it. And unfortunately, YouTube sees that as a as something that is not copy or AdSense friendly. It's very shocking content, they call it. It's called shocking content. And unfortunately, I don't really get much AdSense either because of my shocking content. They don't want to put ads on any of my videos. So by you supporting my merch store, it really, really helps me create these podcasts and create more videos and do more things for you guys every single day. And that would mean the world. So that's why I always push the merch. And just so you guys know, that's the backstory to it. I love you guys so much. And well, let's get into my 10 reasons to stay alive. So, a little backstory. I used to be the little saddest kid. When I went through high school, I remember, this is dark. I remember telling my friends that, because I just wanted to feel something. I told them, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be alive for very much longer. And I was I was questioning my life a lot when I was younger. And I was literally the saddest and most depressed kid that I could. When I think back, I think about how sad I was. And a lot of people, you know, they always say, like, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. Obviously, none of us ever believed that until the day where I look back now, and I look back at even last year or 2 years ago or 10 years ago or to when I was in high school, and I think to myself, it really does get better. I was the saddest kid. I remember there was days where I would say, I'm probably not going to be. I would say this to my friends. I was like, I'm probably not going to be at school tomorrow. You probably won't see me for a very long time. And I was very scared. I was scared for myself. I was scared for my life. I was scared for everything. I was a very sad kid. And hearing that I couldn't play hockey anymore, which was my lifelong dream, and that really hit me with depression and everything like that. And now, depression, anxiety, and ADHD, these are my greatest strengths. I'm able to have a career, honestly, based off a lot of this stuff. And I'm truly, truly thankful in myself. I'm thankful that I didn't give up. And the reason why I didn't give up is because of these 10 things. And I didn't realize that at the time. You don't realize what makes you happy when you're sad. That doesn't go through your mind. When you're sad or when you're depressed or when you're going through a hard time, you don't think about the good times. You think about the hard fucking times because it's hard. So when your friends are telling you, oh, just be happy. Just think about the time we did this. It literally doesn't even pop into your mind. You're so occupied with the fact that you're having a hard time that you can't think about the good times. We always constantly remember the hard times. But the hard times really prepare us to have a good time. If we constantly go through these hard times and get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, we prepare ourselves for great times, wonderful times. And the reason why they're wonderful is because we are so strong to the point where a lot of stuff doesn't matter to us that used to matter. That used to really, really make us down. And so the other day, I was driving and I looked at my friend and I said, do you ever want to cry because you are so fucking grateful for your life? Now, I'm somebody who doesn't get emotional. I really don't get I mean, I get emotional. I just don't cry. And it really bothers me that I can't cry, or that I'm so kind of insecure that I can't cry. And I'm still dealing with it, and I'm trying to figure it out. But sometimes I really want to, because I'm so grateful for the life I've been given. And even though I've had a really, really hard time, I know you guys can't relate to my story and to my hockey story or to my childhood or anything like that. And I know that's a little tough to understand, and you're probably just thinking I'm a privileged kid and everything. And I get that. That's fine. You can think what you want. But to see where I was and to see where I am now, I'm so thankful. I'm beyond thankful. If I was standing in a room with a version of myself from 10 years ago, I would have to introduce myself because I wouldn't recognize me. That's how different I am today. And it just goes to show that, no, I'm not saying that I'm a better quality version of myself, because I really don't know where I would have been if I went down that path, but I'm the only version of myself right now. And I'm fucking awesome. I'm a great quality person. And guess what? I'm going to get even better, and so will you. And I'm kind of thankful that if I stand in a room with the version of me 10 years ago, that I can't recognize him. Because I think if I did, I'd be scared. I think if I looked at me and said, okay, wow, I'm the same, that'd be freaking scary. I guess I haven't really thought of that. Again, like you guys know, I don't do these podcasts with the script. I'm literally just thinking off the top of my head. And I'm thinking right now, that'd be terrifying if you stood in front of yourself 10 years later and you're like, oh, hey, so I know everything that you're doing. You're still doing this, still doing that, still doing this, still everything. Everything is the same. And that's scary. Yo, that scares me. And I hope it scares you. Think about that. Think about if you went through the same hardships for 10 years, nothing changed. If you went through the same happiness for 10 years, nothing changed. If you went through the same job, the same lifestyle, the same food, the same everything is the same. You wore the same clothes, same everything. Think about that. That's what makes me sad. Nowadays, that's what makes me sad. If I don't change from yesterday, that's what makes me sad. I want to be a better version of myself every single day. And that's what I strive for. Now, let's get on to my list of 10 things, and I'll briefly explain each one. The first one is taking a fresh breath. I think taking a fresh breath of air is really something that I'm very thankful for. I grew up in Canada. I live in Ottawa, Canada, and I'm able to walk outside and take a very nice fresh breath of air. I'm able to go in the woods. I'm able to go to the top of a mountain. I'm able to do a bunch of things. I'm able to skate on ice. I'm able to live an amazing winter, amazing summer, everything, every season, everywhere. I'm able to live around beautiful people. I'm able to live in a very nice and wonderful place, and I'm able to take a fresh breath. But the reason why I wrote fresh breath is not because of the pollution or the lack of pollution in Canada. That's not the point. The point is that I'm literally able to breathe. I'm very, very grateful for that, because some days I found it very hard to breathe. I've never had any chest problems, that's not what I'm saying, but some days where I woke up and I kind of wish that I just stopped. And now I wake up and I take that fresh breath of air. If you've ever just felt like things in the world is closing in on you and you stop, and for some reason, this isn't me looking at a tutorial of like, oh my God, how to calm down from anxiety, just breathe. That's not what I'm saying. It's literally, if you have ever been in a situation where you feel so anxious and so everything is just piling down on you, where you literally feel like you need to breathe, that breath is, oh my God, it is amazing. It is amazing because it's you telling yourself. It's your body just like doing it for you. And thinking back to, for me, that's amazing. And that makes me feel so good and so happy, because my body literally just reached out and was like, let's breathe. Dude, let's chill. And that makes me really happy. That's one thing that I will, I love it. I love it. Now the second thing is endless laughs with your best friends. Now, if you guys know me, if any of my friends are listening, I don't laugh a lot. Like, if I laugh, like, it sounds like this. Notice how you heard nothing? Yeah, because I literally just smile. It's very rare that I laugh at a joke, because I don't think my friends are, like, that funny. I don't know. I don't laugh out loud a lot. Again, I'm a very insecure person. I'm still working on it. So I don't really laugh out loud, because I think it's, like, a very, I don't know. It's just not a Joey thing. And a lot of my friends aren't that funny. So I kind of just make my own joke. I laugh at myself. But the days where my friends are actually really funny, or I'm spending time with my manager, or I'm spending time with my best friend that I think he lives in LA now. I haven't talked to him in a while, but my best friend on tour, they were the funniest people ever. And I would literally be laughing out loud with them. And the days where there's endless laughs with my best friends are just times that one I can't really remember due to my head injuries, but it's a memory. And I may not be able to remember like the picture in my head or the time or anything like that, but I remember the feeling, and the feeling of it is amazing. Of just laughing or making your friends laugh. I'm always somebody who kind of searches for a joke in anything. I'm usually trying to be the funny guy, and a lot of you guys think I'm the sad dude, but I'm usually the funny guy whenever I'm with my friends, and or I like to think I am, or I'm constantly just trying to make a joke. And well, like I'm the Chandler, put it that way. And seeing them laugh and hearing, if I don't hear my friends laugh, I kind of don't have a good time. I don't have a good time. And so hearing them laugh really, really makes my heart feel so warm. Number three is hearing your favorite song and feeling the energy go through your body. Now, this is something that obviously I think reaches with a lot of people and is very relatable. My song is I Won't Let You Go by Headley. And it really, really helped me because I remember driving down my street in my mom's Honda Accord, and I would just drive for hours, and I would tell her that I would be going out with friends when really it was just me going and driving around for hours. And I would drive around wasting her gas, and I would listen to this song that is 8 minutes long, and I would listen to it on repeat and repeat. And I can't sing, so I don't try to sing, but I just sit there and I listen. And I imagine my life. I imagine everything. I imagine things that are going wrong. I imagine things that are going right. I imagine my family being happy. I imagine them sad. I imagine every single thing. And this song just makes me feel a lot of emotions. And it's not always happy, but it's really warming knowing that I can honestly feel stuff. And this song brings out kind of every emotion in me. And when I was going through a really, really rough time where I was really depressed and I was having a really hard time with suicidal thoughts and everything like that, hearing this one song really, really helped me. And that, yeah, I'm getting emotional now. It really sends this energy through my body, and it's not like I need to jump up and go dance or anything like that. Like, the happiest songs are usually not my favorite songs. I really, really like kind of sad songs. It's just I think they're really cute and they just warm my heart, and this song really, really does that for me. And that's one of the things that if Spotify ever got rid of this song or iTunes or anything, like I need a copy of this song because it truly, truly saved my life. Number four is seeing your mother be so freaking happy. I do a lot of things, and I used to do a lot of things that made my mom really unhappy. I used to lie to my mom all the time. Oh my God, I was the biggest liar. I wasn't a very good one. I was awful. I would literally break something in front of her, and I'd say I didn't do it. But I strive every single day now because I made my mom so unhappy growing up. Not unhappy, but she was very frustrated with me because I was a kid who was very lost. I strive every single day to make my mother happy. I know a lot of you out there don't have a very positive relationship with your mother, and that's okay, and there's a lot of you who do. I personally strive every single day I think about making my mother happy. I think about this podcast, and yes, is this something that my mom wants the whole world to hear? No. But will my mother be happy to know that I am helping people? Yes. My mom's a nurse, and she's freaking amazing, and she's helped so many people, countless amounts of lives. And I think that's truly amazing. And I didn't go to school to be a nurse. I mean, I probably will puke at the sight of blood, but I want to help people. And I think she gave that to me and I really, really want to use it. And this is my way of helping someone. And a huge reason why I do what I do and I make the videos I make and I talk about what I talk about is because of my mother. And I'm very, very grateful of that. And seeing my mother be so happy and cry tears of joy is something that, well, I don't know if I've done that yet, but I really, really want to. I really, really want to make my mom as happy as she possibly can be. And that's not with money. That's not with buying her a house, buying her a car, or being a YouTuber and just blowing my money. It's not that. It's being happy and accomplishing one of my dreams that I'm still searching for. I think that'll make my mom the happiest. Number five is dreaming about a baby girl. Now, I don't dream about getting married. I don't really do that anymore. I used to do that a lot. I used to, because I had somebody in mind, and right now I have no one in mind. I'm very lost in love. I don't have anyone in mind. But I really, really dream about having a baby girl. And I mean, if I have a baby boy, don't get me wrong, I'm not sad. I'm very, very grateful for that. But for some reason, I feel like I'm made to raise a baby girl. I've always been better with women, or children and girls and females and everything like that. For some reason, I connect better with a woman. My heart's there, and we're very open about our feelings. And that's something I never was growing up, but that's something I am now. And I just, I don't know what triggered it, but in my mind, I can see myself raising a little girl and not raising it with anyone. I would raise this little girl on my own, and I know that's probably not going to happen because the mother would probably keep the kid. But for some reason, I dream about having this baby girl in my arms and walking around with her and holding my arm down all the way because she's so little and she's walking with her little shoes. And I dream about holding her hand and we're walking into her nice little cafe and she goes up and she orders for herself. And I have a name picked out and everything. And I'm not saying I'm going to go out and adopt a child. I'm not saying I'm going to go have a kid. I'm just saying that this is a dream that makes me really happy. And I don't know why yet. But for the past year, it's made me really, really freaking happy. So, thought I'd share that one. Number 6 is your best friend who can get you out of the worst times. This is a very tough thing to find, but I think a lot of us have best friends, and we don't think they are our best friends until, well, they pop up when we need them. Now, one of my best friends, he unfortunately went back to Mexico, and I haven't seen him in, oh, wow, far too long. Like, it makes my stomach sick. And I didn't really think, I don't miss a lot of people. I miss him. Mainly because literally on the days where there was nothing to do, or literally on the days where we would go and we would go to a club and dance. We wouldn't even drink. We wouldn't know anyone. We don't want to meet up with girls. We don't want to meet up with dudes. We don't want to do anything. We literally just want to go out and dance. And he was a guy I would always do that with. And I haven't gone out dancing since. And that's not just the party scene. It's literally every scene about creating videos that I really want to make. He was always there to back me up on these creative ideas and not thinking that they're weird or anything like that. And yeah, I miss my best friend. But thinking back to the times, he could always get me out of the worst times. He would show me this TV show that I knew I wouldn't like, but for some reason I loved it because he would laugh so freaking hard. It was so obnoxious. I almost hated it, but it would make me love the show. I think that's amazing. Number 7 is having a voice. Whether you're listening to my voice now or you watch my YouTube videos or anything like that, allowing myself to have a voice, and it's not even being like having numbers or having a platform or anything like that, but the fact that I'm able to speak my mind, and especially in today's society, in today's world and everything like that, and how judgmental we are and how quick you are to be opinionated and everything like that, I'm very, very thankful to kind of have the balls to use my voice. And thinking about having that voice makes me really happy. And I may not always be right. I know I'm not always right. I can guarantee you I'm not always right. But speaking about my own experiences and everything and sharing that, I know that it's something that comes from my heart. And having that voice makes me really happy. Number 8, you are the reason someone smiles. Now, I understand a lot of you out there don't think about this one. I tweeted this before. Think about the person that makes you smile each and every day. I'm not saying that the reason you're happy is because somebody's out there making you happy. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that I devote my happiness and all my belongings to this one person and they control my whole freaking life. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that someone out there wakes up and smiles at the thought of me. And I do the same with someone. And it doesn't have to be right now. I know there's not somebody in my mind where I don't have a special someone right now. I don't have a special someone where I wake up and I smile at. And that's okay. I know they're coming. I know they're coming. And I'm so impatient, but I know they're coming. And you don't have to have that every single day. And you don't have to have that every year. But sometimes you will have that. 100% you will have that. And somebody, you will be somebody's reason to smile, and somebody will be your reason to smile. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I think that's something that's really amazing. And sometimes that helps you get up in the morning. That smile gets you going. That smile keeps you alive. And to know, I really want you to believe that you are someone's reason, because you are. I believe in love. Love is the only thing that's really running this world. And that's love. This is love. Whether they love you, it doesn't matter. The love that you are giving and the love that you are thinking about and flowing through your heart, that's what gets you up in the morning. I know that sounds so freaking cheesy, but I really believe in it. Number nine is playing your favorite sport. For about 5 years after my concussion and broken leg and being told that I couldn't play hockey anymore, I neglected it for 5 years. I really just deleted every single memory ever about playing hockey. And I guess that's just how I coped with it. I literally just deleted it from my mind. And this past year, I decided to play it again. And not physical contact or anything like that, just for fun, play it again. And I am so happy. I get so happy on that ice. I get so happy sweating it out in that gross gear. I get so happy. This sounds weird, but in the change room with the boys, I just get really happy talking hockey talk that nobody freaking understands. I get really, really happy. And that's something that no one's ever going to take away from me, except if they give me another concussion, because then I probably will never play. But don't do that, please. Thank you. And number 10, this is the last one, and this is going to sound really weird. This is kind of going to sound like kind of egotistical, maybe pretentious, maybe kind of like an asshole. But seeing a really, really good photo of yourself in sync and seeing a really, really good photo of yourself and thinking, fuck, I look good. Do you ever do that? Listen, I'm not a very handsome dude. I know that sometimes I can get a nice photo and you guys are like, damn, this guy looks so good. That's fine. But I know that I got a weird nose, and sometimes if I do look this way, I know my little photo tricks and everything like that. And we all do. If you own Instagram, you know your little photo tricks. But when I see a really, really good photo of myself, I'm like, damn, I look hot. And I you know what? Screw it. I'm trying not to sweat. Screw what everyone else thinks. If you think you look hot, go for it. And if it's only one photo out of 100, so be it. Listen, you're not always going to look freaking bomber. You can feel that way. I really want you to feel that way. I want you to love yourself. But I really want you to pay attention that those are two different things right now. I'm saying that when you literally see a photo of yourself and you're like, shit, I look so good. I think that's a really, really good feeling. And yeah, maybe that is being full of yourself. Screw it. I'll be full of myself. I want to think I look hot. And if that's only in one photo, screw it. I don't care. I'm going to cherish that photo. I'm going to put it on my wall. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to put it in my background. No, I'm not going to do that either. But I don't know. It's something that makes me really happy when I look at myself and I'm like, I really like the way I look. I really look good. I think that's really important. And whether that's standing beside somebody or not, or whether that's just me, or whether it's my eyes or my smile or my hair or my lips or my body, whatever it is, if I think I look good, screw what anybody else thinks. Hell yeah. That makes me happy. See, now we're done our list of 10 things, or my list of 10 things. Now, these are mine. 1 to 10, these are mine. These are things that make me happy every single day, and it took me a while to come up with these things, to be honest with you. But I want you to go home, and I want you to write out your list of 10 things. I want you to tweet me. I want you to Instagram, DM me, or whatever it is, at Joey Kidney, and I want to hear your 10 things. I don't want you to cop out and not do this. If you're listening this far, 26 minutes in, I want you to write a list of 10 things. It may be a little bit difficult, but it's not impossible. And it really, really can help you. Guys, I love you so much. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. If you'd enjoyed it, please share with friends. Give it a thumbs up. Let me know. I'd love to hear that you guys like these podcasts. It makes me so freaking happy. You have no idea. And if you want to support me, please go to sayu.ca and maybe buy some merch, maybe a new happy hoodie, a happy pin, a mug, a t-shirt, literally anything. And we got candles on the way and we got happy blankets on the way. But in order to release those, we kind of have to sell out of everything else. So go to sayu.ca, make a little purchase. And I just want to say thank you ahead of time. You guys are amazing. I love you so much. Stay you, stay beautiful. And I will talk to you guys very, very soon. Bye.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.